Now, let's talk about the banquet waiter. He is also very important role in banquet operations. We have spoken about the banquet manager. Now, we are talking about the banquet waiter. He is the person to perform all activities on the day of the function. He is the person who takes care of the day-to-day activities in the function. What are the activities? Activities, keeping the menu, keeping the food products, and keeping the chairs, and taking care of the buffet system, and the many more are involved in the day-to-day operation. He is the person who takes care of the operations. Now, to hire a casual staff, contractual staff, and other technical person as and when required, exactly what will happen is the banquet team works very, very intelligent manner. The seasonal and unseasonal moments would be there in hotel industry. What exactly will happen is, in seasons, there will be so much banquet parties they get. That time, what they do is, they get casual stuff, casual day-to-day stuff they get, and the day-to-day activities, whatever the work is there, can be done with the casual staff. And the later on, once unseason comes, the staff will move and the permanent waiters would be there. He is the responsible to get the casual staff. Now, to liaison with the kitchen staff, this is a very important role, because the giving the food, conveying the food to the banquets is a very important role. He is the person who carries the food, who coordinate with the kitchen. He is the person who takes care of relation with the kitchen staff. To clean cutlery, crockery, and glassware, and lay the tables, this is also very important. Whenever you see the banquet, there's so many people are having the food at that time. You should be having ample cutlery, crockery, and at the same time glassware also. He's the person who takes care of all aspects. And to set up covers as per the type of the serving being offered, this is also very important. What kind of service is offering, according to that, he will set the type of serving offered. Now, to clear the banquet hall after the function, this is also very important aspect. Once party is over, once banquet function is over, cleaning all equipments, cleaning all crockery, cleaning all glassware, he is the person who takes care of this responsibility. Now, one more, a toastmaster role can we discuss. The toastmaster is the person, he is the master of ceremonies. He is the person, he ensures that the function runs smoothly. He runs the function smoothly, and he introduces all important people and welcome them. He is the person, he behaves like a host. He introduces and he interacts with the important persons, and he announces who is the important person. He has to keep the biodata of all the speaker to introduce to the audience. Very important, because in banquets, what exactly will happen is, he is the person who announces he is the important person. Then he will take care of his biodata, and he will announce his name, qualification, exactly what he is doing, and all. He is the person who announces as a host. Now, he is an important person of success of the function, exactly, because he is the coordinator between host and the important persons as well. Now, inter-department relationship, exactly, in your F&B service operations, only one department, that is F&B service department, cannot operate without inter-department relationships. What exactly inter-departments are involved in F&B service, we will discuss in the next slide. Now, let's talk about inter-department relations. What exactly it is having a communication with all departments in day-to-day operations. What exactly the departments, we will be discussing later. Now, it can be through internal communication channels like emails, meetings, and casual talks also. For example, internal department is there. Now, F&B service operations can be communicated casual talks by phone or for emails also. Now, at the same time, maintain a very healthy interaction with the inter-department. That is also very important. The same time, the F&B has to work closely with the kitchen and the housekeeping. These are the two departments. Majority of the role can happen in F&B service. One is kitchen, that is F&B production, and one is housekeeping, those who supply linen to your F&B service. TCS. Now, let's talk, view look of inter departments exactly. What are the inter departments are there in F&B service? Now, in between, we see the F&B is related with the kitchen, The same time can be communicated with the housekeeping and front office, engineering, and technology, which is IT, we can say, and human resources, HR, and purchase, and finance, and marketing, and security. These are the internal departments. F&B has to coordinate with the internal department to do the smooth transactions. Now, relationship, let's talk Broadway with departments, how the relation can happen. With the kitchen, to prepare food and beverage, this is very important role. With the kitchen, whatever the communication happen, what kind of food need to prepare, how much quantity need to prepare, what menu has been decided, this is the very important transaction between kitchen and F&B service. The F&B service communicate with the kitchen to prepare food and beverage, functions, outdoor catering and food festivals, etc. This is the communication can happen with the kitchen, like what are the functions are happening, what are the outdoor caterings are happening, the same time what are the food festivals are happening. For example, if you don't communicate with the kitchen, who will supply the food to guests? That is very important aspect. For example, next month there is outdoor catering. What exactly is outdoor catering is? Outdoor catering means prepare the food in a hotel, prepare the food in the hotel, and whoever is the host, he is celebrating his function in other area, and this food can be taken to there, and can be supplied. It is known as outdoor catering. The same time, chefs, kitchen, and F&B service people can travel there and also can prepare the food. This is known as outdoor catering. This is also a very important aspect. Now, in this time, F&B service has to communicate with the kitchen. These are the functions are happening. These are the outdoor caterings are happening. These are the functions are happening. Food festivals are happening. So, kitchen can prepare well in advance. Now, the second internal department with the housekeeping, what communication can happen is cleanliness of the F&B areas like restaurant. Yes, housekeeping is the responsibility for the cleanliness in F&B counters. So, if they need to communicate with the housekeeping for the cleanliness, proper cleanliness of the F&B outlet to get the staff uniforms. Exactly, in hotels, in restaurants, what exactly will happen is the uniforms given by company, the uniforms, cleaning, ironing, and giving spick and span uniform to the staff is housekeeping roles and responsibility. So, F&B service department has to communicate properly with the housekeeping as well. Now, to obtain the daily requirement of the linen, what exactly the linen? Linen is very simple. Whatever the napkins you are using for the guest, and whatever the table mats you are using for the guest, by getting from housekeeping only. So, you need to communicate properly with the housekeeping to get the proper linen. Now, the F&B should inform advance about the function. Yes, this is very important. For example, what exactly will happen is whenever function happens, you would be required more housekeeping staff to clean that area. And the same time, you required more linen. And the same time, you required more uniform for the contract staff also. So, in advance, you need to inform to housekeeping. The same time, flower decoration and flower vases of each table. This is also housekeeping roles and responsibilities. Housekeeping takes care of the flower vases also. Now, relation with the front office department. What exactly is the front office department? Front office department is the people who takes care of the hotel room booking. These are the people, front people, these are the people take care of the hotel rooms booking. Now, what exactly the communication, what exactly the relation, what aspects we need to be there with the front office? Let's talk overlook. Now, essential for efficient room service and a complimentary breakfast service, exactly what exactly will happen is there would be some tariff would be there would be some free complimentary breakfast has a designed room tariff. That time that proper communication has to happen with the front office to the F&B service, then only things can move properly with the billing sector and all. Now, to estimate the number of the guests expected to the register of the food and beverage manager to be prepared for the incoming guest, exactly what will happen is there would be sometimes bulk booking would be there. If any bulk booking is there, he is the person who has to inform to the F&B manager, these many guests we are expecting in couple of days, be prepared for the breakfast, be prepared for the lunch, and be prepared for the dinner. Then this proper communication can take smooth operations as well. To convey the special dietary requirement and the special food request from the guest, exactly what exactly will happen is, whenever the guest check in, if they have any special request for the food, they inform to the front office. Front office people are the people, those communicate with the F&B according to this special instructions of the food. During the banquet function, to display the details of the function on the reception, guide the guest to banquet. Exactly what will happen is, banquet halls are located back of the hotel. For example, the front of the hotel F&B people would be there. These are the people, those who are guiding guests to go to banquet halls, at the same time keeping the display of function details in front of the hotel. This is the roles and responsibility for the front office team. So you need to make a great relation with the front office also. Now, relation with the engineering department. Yes, exactly. Engineering department is also very important role in your internal department. What exactly will happen is to coordinate for repairs, maintenance, and installation of various equipments. Yes, yes, exactly. In engineering department, if any repair occurs, if any your equipment is not doing well, a maintenance required. So engineering department is that section where give the proper service to you. So internal department relation engineering session is also very important. Now, with the information technology, which we have spoken, IT technology. What exactly the relation between IT technology is, to coordinate with information system department to install various software systems and computers. Whatever the computers you are using for the billing, if any problem occurs, if any maintenance occurs, if any service point of view, if any new software installation, this IT department is the department where very important role comes into the picture. So in internal department, IT is also very important. And to maintain the printers and scanners and photocopies and other electronics and electrical appliances, also IT department is very important. So you need to be very good communication with the IT department to take care of your printers. What exactly the printers? Whatever the printers you are using for the billing process, if the printer is not working, exactly what will happen? You cannot provide the bill to the guest. So each and every point, the IT department is also very important to you. Now, with the human resources department, we say HR department. What exactly the relation between HR is, to hire the induct and train new staff? This is also very important. Whatever the requisition you have, whatever the new staff requirement you have, you need to inform to HR department. HR is the department where they get the skilled and the fresh people, fresh staff to your organization. And the same, to conduct a motivational program for the old staff. See, which we have spoken, your work culture is so monotonous in such a way, there would be some motivational programs has to be there. HR is the department, human resource is the department which takes care of the motivational programs as well. To maintain the discipline, this is also very important, because in all aspects, you cannot take the discipline with the staff. So this is the department who takes care of the discipline with the staff. With the purchase and procurement department, this is known as purchase and procurement department, to coordinate of regular supply of food and beverages and essential stationery for the outlet. In your stationery, you required beverages, you required ingredients, you required raw material, you required food, and you required from stationery also. Exactly, you will not call to the vendors, you will give requisition to purchase department, so-called procure department. These are the people, get whatever you required. So you need to be with great communication with the purchase department also. The same time, the finance department is also there for salary and other payroll benefits. End of the day, staff required proper salaries and a proper time. So purchase department takes care of payroll benefit to make payments in the suppliers to prepare and finalize the sales budgets. Exactly what will happen is whenever purchase department is purchasing raw materials, beverages, food and stationery from vendors, vendor also need to get payments in a proper time. If purchase department is issuing payments in a proper time, so vendors will give you food items, so-called ingredients, beverages, whatever the stationery, in time. So your relation between purchase department has to be proper, and the same time the salaries also, and the same time budget approval also happen from purchase department only. With the sales and marketing department, for the sales, banquet halls and other orders, this is very important roles. Sales team is involved to do the banquet sales. You need to have a proper communication with the sales team to make a marketing policy and a promotional activities. Whenever you are, whenever F&B manager, it is designing is a marketing activity and a promotion, the sales and marketing team is involved to promote that promotion to the guest. So these are the staff, those are involved in marketing and sales. The same time, to fix the menu prices, marketing department and sales department takes care of the fixing the menu price and analyzing the competitive market also. So with the sales and marketing department, you need to be proper communication with the security department to create a safer environment for the guest and the hotel person. This is very important. Security is also very important department for the F&B service. You need to be proper communication with the security as well. Personality traits of the F&B personnel. Let's discuss about the personality traits of the F&B personnel. You have to be well groomed, well dressed, and feeling fresh. This is very important. Your personality counts. Whatever the position you are working, name it a manager, name it a captain, name it a waiter, name it a assistant, room service. Wherever you are working, you belong to F&B personnel. There would be personalities involved. What exactly your personality, how it has to look? You need to be well-groomed, well-dressed, feeling fresh, pleasing personality. You have to have very pleasing personality. Considerate, courteous, and good humor, and an even temper, and an even temper. Positive attitude, proactive, understand guest needs. You have to be very proactive in the terms of positive attitude. Now, you have to be very punctual. Punctual important and tried for service industry. What is punctual? For example, your shift starts by 9 o'clock. You need to be there at least 15 minutes before or on time. This is known as punctual because your shift starts by some time, and the same time one staff is leaving you once you reach there. So you have to be punctual also. Genuine interest in people to know the varied cultures and the cuisines. This is very important. Whoever is coming as a guest, you need to be genuine interest with the guest. Then only you can give great service to them. Good memory to remember names and likes and dislikes. This is happening in F&B industry. So far, what exactly will happen is one guest, maybe repeatedly he may come to you. If you are able to remember his name, he is the one of the person who most happiest guest. The same time, he may like and he may not like. If you like his likes, and if you don't, if you know his dislikes also. If you announce once he is saying also the time, then he is the one of the happiest guest. Now, be honest, trust and respect. This is very important. You have to be very honest and loyalty. And wherever organization you are working, you have to be loyal to the management. This is also very important personality in F&B personnel. And good selling skill to sell as per the choice of the guest. This is very important. The same time, whatever the guest is asking, you need to give good sales. Then only that revenue will be multiplied. And good team member, you have to be coordinated with the different departments. What exactly will happen is, what we have spoken, internal department relations will happen person to person only. If you are working in F&B service, your personality should be good team member. You are able to coordinate with the other team member, other department team members. Handling difficulty customers. Sometimes exactly what will happen is there would be a customer complaint. There would be a temper customer would be there, and you are the person who takes care of the complaint customers. That time you have to be very careful and enthusiastic to handle the customer complaints. Etiquettes for the F&B personnel. What are the etiquettes we need to follow? Now, attend to the guest as soon as they enter the restaurant. Now, I will give you the clear picture how exactly restaurant operations will be done. What will happen exactly is in the restaurant, the guest enters. You are the person. Attend to the guest as soon as they enter the restaurant. Once the guest is coming, you need to go forward toward the guest. On that time, whatever the exactly the time, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, you need to follow the process. The wish the guest with the time of the day and welcome them with the restaurant, and preferably use their names. If you know their names, you can call them by names as well. So greeting customer, receiving the customer, wishing the customer. After the seat, the ladies first by pulling the chair, then the children. This is very important. Once they come to your station, there would be a table, there would be chairs would be there. You need to pull the chair for the ladies, then children, then gents. This is the sequence. This is the etiquette for the F&B personal. Now, do not interrupt guests when they are speaking to the another guest. Exactly what will happen is, for example, they are sitting. Your guests are sitting. They are between, they are talking. Do not interrupt them. This is etiquette. Do not interrupt them. This is also a very important point. Desist touching hair, no speaking, chewing gum or betel nut, etc. You are not supposed to do these activities in front of the customer, in front of the guest. Stand erect at all times. You need to stand properly in front of the guest. And the same time, gentle bow at the time of the service is permissible. Now, carry pens in the pockets, not behind the ears. This is very important factor. People follow this bad habit. People carrying pens in the back of the ears. This is not suitable to the F&B operations. You need to carry the pens in the pockets only. Avoid asking for the tips. If the guest is willing to give the tips, remove the tips once guest leave only. This is also a very important aspect. The same time, enter and leave restaurant through the service doors only. There would be a two entrance would be there for your restaurant. One is service entrance, which used for the staff. And the second entrance would be for the guest. You are not supposed to use the guest entrance. Use service entrance only. This is etiquettes for the F&B persons. Grooming for the F&B persons. This is a basic grooming which we are discussing now. According to hair, short and well trimmed, shampooed every day. This is very important aspect. And shave daily with no ticks and cuts, and apply mild after shave. You need to shave daily because your appearance counts better in your F&B service. Whenever you are standing in front of the guest with shave, with the pleasing personality, groomed clothes, it gives you special appearance. Shirt, well-fitting, ironed and tucked in neatly. This is also a very important aspect according to your shirts. Tie, knotted properly and matching with the shirt. This is a very important aspect for the grooming. Now, trousers, comfortable and well-ironed, matching to the tie and shirt. This is also a very important aspect for your trousers. Socks should be clean. Every day you need to change the socks. One of the bad habit in your organization is people don't change undergarments. It comes socks also. You need to change your socks every day. Now, shoes, simple, comfortable and everyday polished. This is a very important aspect for your grooming standard. Yeah. Now, again, grooming for the F&B personnel. Female employees, hair. What about hair? Well trimmed and styled, should be shampooed daily. The same like men. Makeup, subtle and should add charm to your face and bring the best features. It should be simple, very simple. And perfume, possibly flower fragrance is good brands you should use, and you are not supposed to use heavy brands. clothes, elegant saris, business suits, and Indo-Western females can be worn. They should be well-fitting and not very loud colors. Light colors are better for the females. Now, come to footwear. Sandals and closed shoes are better for the grooming standards according to the females. Jewelry, simple and tasteful, wear studs and small chains. Hygiene for the men and women. This is a very important aspect because you are working in a F&B industry. Hygiene counts a lot. Daily bath once or even twice in summers. This is a very important aspect. The same time, daily hair shampoo. Shampoo every day. This is also a very important aspect. Or manicure and pedicure. To keep hand smooth and clean, nails should be trimmed. Body odor, use deodorants and perfumes. Fresh set of clothes and under cloths also you should use. Habits to avoid. There are few habits you are not supposed to follow in F&B service. What are the habits to avoid? Biting and cleaning dirty nails, which is not a good habit. Pencil in mouth, digging the nose, wiping the perception, touching and scratching parts of the body. All in the presence of the customers, clients, guests, whatever we say, in front of the guest, you are not supposed to do these activities, which is not giving a good sense of creation to the customer. So it's very important that you are not supposed to do these activities in front of the guest. Use the toilet for the purpose in case of urge to do so. This is very important aspect because exactly what will happen is in peak revenue, people don't go for the toilets and all. If they are urge, they're supposed to go for that. And wash hands with the soap immediately after using the toilet. Smoking, dealing with the refuse. This is very important. Whenever you are going for the toilets, you need to wash your hands. Running your fingers through your hair, chewing gum and scratching your face are not supposed to do in front of the guest or anywhere in F&B service because it gives you bad picture in front of the guest. And being on duty with infections like cold and cough, if you have the cold and cough like infections, you are not supposed to be in duty. Take permission, you need to take a leave. Associated sections of the hotel. Let's talk about a few sections are there, associated sections in the hotel, which are useful for F&B service. What are the sections? The ancillary department acts as a link between kitchen and the restaurant or a food service units. Yeah. The size of each layout depends on the size of the food and beverage establishment. And there can be 5 to 7 ancillary units that fall under the food and beverage department. The various units are. Let's talk about what exactly these 5 to 7 ancillary units. Let's talk about briefly about these departments. One is a still room, one is silver room, one is wash up area, and the hot plate and a linen room. For further slides, we would be discussing broadly according to this. Still room, silver room, washroom, hot plate and the linen room. What exactly is the still room? Also known as a pantry. This is interlinked between kitchen and service. There are few products can be served from only pantry. It supplies menus not supplied by the kitchen, exactly what we have spoken, to restaurant and other F&B outlets. In a busy hotel, still room may operate 24 hours, but in a small hotel, 6 a.m. to 11 p.m., pantry can be operated 24 hours in few busy restaurants, in busy hotels. Sometimes it happens 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. also, 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. also. It is headed by the still room supervisor and semi-sales staff to assist. Pantry can be operated by the still room supervisor and semi-skilled, those who are fresher, they go to pantry, learn and come back to the kitchen. Now, a requisition sheet in duplicate is used to order items from the still room. Whenever you required any requisition, you need to fill a requisition form from where you get the products from the still room. Continue the still room, menu items supplied from the still room also. There are the few menu items supplied from the still room also. All beverages such as coffee, tea and chocolate, these are the beverages supplied from pantry, which is known as still room. Let's call as a pantry only. Fresh or preserved assorted food juices Some fresh juices, preserved juices also supplied from pantry only. Now, sugars and preserves and butter, rolls and brioche and croissants, some bakery, few bakery items also supplied from bakery pantry. Breakfast toast also supplied from pastry pantry only. Now, breakfast cereals like cornflakes, oats and porridge also supplied from pantry only. Now, pastries, gated and the sandwiches, eggs, omelette, fried and boiled, some preserves, jams and marmalades and sauces also supplied from the pantry. This is an interlinked department between kitchen and F&B service. Few items will not supplied by the kitchen but supplied by the pantry, handled by kitchen only. There would be handling by one supervisor and semi-skilled staff. Most of the items, what exactly, like juices, tea, coffee, chocolate, preservatives, jams, like few bread items can be supplied from the pantry. And overall, if you see the pantry, in few hotels, it is a 24 hours operational. In few hotels, it is from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. operational. This is the interlink department between F&B production and F&B service. This is a middle department, you say. Yeah. Now, let's talk the second department, the silver room, the plate room. What exactly the silver room is? It stores and maintains all service equipments required for all units of food and beverage operations. Exactly, you require glassware, you require steelware, you require so many equipments required for the servicing the guest. So, this is the area where you store all your equipments. Large shelves for the entry dishes and pots and cans also. Small shelves for the ashtrays, butter dishes and candle stands also. This is a room. Flatware and cutlery should be kept in drawers lined with the braised cloths. Different methods of cleaning methods are used cleaning the silverware, like silver dip, the plate powder and brushing machines. Whatever the you use, the service equipment will be stored at the silver room. It will be stored at the silver room. And there would be special cleaning process would be there for the silver dip, like, you know, silverware. Wash-up area. This is also one area which is very important area for your F&B service. It is very important service area. It should be ideally situated so that staff can work speedy and efficiently while passing from the food service area to the kitchen. So, say, kitchen is this side and F&B service is this side. It should be middle. The service area has to be there. Wash-up area. The wash area is generally situated near the main kitchen, and each satellite kitchens and the pantry have their own manual wash-up area. Areas. The wash area generally have two areas of post wash and the wear wash. Let's discuss about the what exactly is the post wash and wear wash also in other slides. What is pot wash? It is the process of cleaning. It is a process of cleaning low to heavily baked items in the kitchen, including pots, pans, and trays and tubs. This is the pot area where heavy equipments are cleaned here. The large hotels use pot washing machine to ease their job. There are the hotels, they use large machines for the pot washing also. This section is headed by the stewarding department, supervisor, wash-up boys working under him. There is a steward, supervisor would be there. He takes care of the pot wash where the big pots can be washed which they are using in a kitchen. Now, the section head has to be very organized to manage all in a orderly way. The wear wash. Six steps in a wear wash. One is sorting, that is very important. What exactly is sorting? There are few equipments you are using, like silverware, glassware, knives, forks and spoons. Same size dirty plates and the tableware, like spoons, knives, are sacked in a same area. The glasses are washed separately. Whatever the soil equipment, say spoons, forks, plates and the same time glasses, you need to separate in a proper manner. And scraping is done to remove stubborn stains from equipments and utensils. Whatever the stubborn stains are there, to remove it. Washing, cleaners and detergents are used. At the same time, rinsing removes the major suspended particles and soil. At the same time, sanitizing, it is done to kill the germs using high temperature. What exactly will happen is, what are we doing here? We are sorting. And after that we are scrapping, and after that we are washing, and we are rinsing, and we are sanitizing. How we are doing the sanitizing? In a high temperature, we are sanitizing to kill the germs. And air drying to avoid recontamination. Air drying is what exactly will happen after washing. There would be wet would be there. So what we will do is we do air drying also to recontamination process to avoid. What is the dishwashing methods? What exactly the dishwashing method? Manual tank method. Manual tank. What is the manual tank method? The dirty crockery is placed in a tank hot water containing a soap and detergent solution. Whatever the crockery is placed in a tank. So soil crockery in a hot water with the soap, the manual sink. And utensils are then placed in a wire racks at the dipped into sanitizer tank temperature of approximately 75 degrees. And the same time they are sterilized in water temperature and left to dry by itself. At the same time the crockery is stacked in piles of the correct size and placed in the shelves. Now let's talk about the dishwashing machine. Oh, manual we have spoken where the people are involved, they wash and they sanitize. Now come to the dishwashing machine. The few organizations to keep the sanitizing process and to keep the easy manner, they're using the dishwashing machines also. What is dishwashing? Used in a larger establishment, many smaller are also using the method of the more hygienic, for the more hygienic. Now that is removed from the crockery before it, and it placed into the wire racks. There would be wire racks in the machine. It would be placed in the wire racks. Now the racks are then passed through the machine. The crockery is washed, rinsed and sanitized. That machine, once the glass racks takes the crockery inside, it closes the door and immediately it washes and it rinsed and it is sterilized. What exactly is manual is happening is we are washing and we are rinsing and we are sterilizing. If you see the manual process, we have washed and we have rinsed and we have sterilized. But the machine, in a single manner, it is taking all crockery and it's washing, rinsing and sterilizing. The crockery is left to drain for 2 or 3 minutes and then stacked and placed on shelf until required for the future use. This is very simple manner. One machine takes your crockery and it washes and it rinses and it sterilizes and give you proper hygienic crockery. What is hot plate area? This area has cold cabinets. This area has cold cabinets, hot cabinets, bain marie, etc., as well as cut vegetables and sauces also. What exactly will happen is dishes prepared beforehand are placed in the bain marie. What is bain marie? Bain marie is very simple. One is a prepared food. Once the food is prepared, to keep the food hot, the food is placed in utensils. And down of the utensil, there would be hot water will be there. So the food is always maintained piping hot. From there, the food can be picked up. The hot plate area acts as a meeting point between the food service staff and the food preparation staff. Exactly what we have spoken. The food items are released only after a KOT is issued from the waiter. Exactly what will happen is the prepared food is there in front of you. It's there in Brain Mary. It is a piping hot because the prepared food is a transformed to Brain Mary where the food is hot. But the waiter, once he releases the KOT, kitchen operating ticket, that is order form which he gives to kitchen, then only that food can be transferred to waiter. That is very simple. Mainly at times of crockery and halloware are placed below the hot plates or easy meal service. The hot plate is operated electrically. Whatever the hot water we are talking, electrically it makes hot. So the food is always piping hot. Let's talk about the linen room area. The linen room keeps the stock of various linens. What we have spoken, linen, we use the napkins, we use the table mats also. The linen area takes care of whatever the supply of you required the linens. What linens are we are using? The linen room keeps the stock of various linens used in all food and beverage service area. And it stores tablecloths, serviettes and guest napkins and slip cloths and brace, etc., whatever we are using for the linen. And the linen room supervisor is in charge of the assistant and helpers. The food and beverage stop is the exchange of the soiled linen, pick up fresh linen. Linen registry is maintained. Exactly what will happen is whenever the F&B service operates, you required some linen. For example, you say napkins. There is 100 covers restaurant you are having. So 100 napkins you required to manage the 100 guests. So once the turnover happens, for example, 10 guests have come, then they have used the napkins. The soiled napkins has to go to linen area, and the fresh napkins can take from linen area. At the same time, the register need to maintain. Without the register, what exactly will happen? That inventory process of the linen may not match. Let's talk about some basic French words which we use in F&B service. These are the common use. One is à la carte. What exactly is à la carte is very simple. The guest come to the restaurant, he places the order, kitchen will prepare and gives the food. This is known as à la carte. Very simple, à la carte is very simple. Guest, once he comes to the restaurant, he places the order and the KOT is transferred to kitchen. Kitchen prepares the food and gives the customer. Guest, this is known as à la carte. And bon appetite is very simple. Enjoy your meal. Julien, the cut food in the like a sticks, this is known as called as mash sticks. The vegetables can be cut like a mash sticks. This is known as Julien. And Maitre the hotel is a head waiter. It is very simple. So these are the French items, French words which we use frequently in F&B service. Let's talk about the summary of the F&B food and beverage service management chapter 2. What exactly we have spoken, just we summarize. The first point is the people are very important part in this industry, because F&B service can happen only with the people. The service, production, the guest relation can happen only with the people. So people are very important in this industry. The structure of the organization can be developed as per the aims and objectives of the organization. Exactly. For example, in hotel, if you have a coffee shop, if you have multi-cuisine restaurant, if you have a bar and if you have a banquet, the structure can be developed according to your convenience. The objective of the F&B department is to plan the menus, to market research, procurement, raw material. This is very important. What is the objective of the F&B department is the planning the menu, procurement, and the same time marketing also has to be done. Maintain SOP. What is SOP? Standard operating process also. And the set targets of the department, maintain the service standards, ensure adherence to the food laws and rules, developing the marketing and promotional plans for the establishment, which we have spoken. Just we are summarizing the whatever we have spoken now. The F&B department has two important divisions, that is, one is kitchen, various areas of the service, direct contact with the customer. So F&B department has two divisions. One is production, one is service. Very simple. F&B is divided into two. One is production, that is kitchen, and one is service. They have to be well groomed, well behaved, with the pleasing personalities. Those who are working in F&B have to be properly groomed, behaved with pleasing personalities. This is a brief summary of Food and Beverage Service Management Chapter 2. Thank you.